As web designers and website owners, we need to think long and hard about how we're using social media, especially, I think, in how we introduce social media elements into our websites. A while ago, I wrote a post about better ways of integrating social media into our sites. At the time, I thought I was proposing some healthy next steps that progress things further than slapping on some social media buttons and JavaScript widgets. However, my thinking has moved on, and I'm beginning increasingly to become aware that we need to radically shake up how we encourage social interaction online. The problem is that social media is often an afterthought. In many ways, it's just bolted onto the side of our websites rather than considered from the start. In a talk for UX Week, Paul Adams from Facebook explained a concept called social by design. This principle puts social integration at the heart of the web design process. It recognises that humans are social beings and that we have trusted groups of friends that we turn to for advice on everything from what clothes to wear to which websites to trust. He proposed that we need to build websites from scratch with social in mind rather than bolting it on afterwards. Take Boag World, for example. At face value, it appears to be a pretty social site. It has a forum, blog comments, Twitter features, etc. However, in reality, it's a disjointed experience that has been added to the site rather than integrated into its very heart. Many web communities are fragmented across multiple platforms, and that's a real problem. And it's a problem that exists with boagworld.com as well. The trouble is, it's technology-driven rather than socially focused. Various disjointed conversations are occurring on different platforms. If somebody wants to engage with me or other Boag World followers, they have a bewildering plethora of options available. They can tweet, post to my Facebook page, post a comment on the blog, comment on an audio boo, participate in the forum, etc. Because different technologies drive each of these methods of contribution, they all exist in their own isolated silos. A user who follows me on Twitter will never see the conversation on the forum. Equally, those on the forum are not going to see conversations happening in the comments on the blog. The discussions are fragmented. The solution is to create an integrated experience where contributions on one channel will become visible on another. The question is, how would that work in practice? For a start, a forum and a blog could be integrated. When I publish a new post, it could start a thread on the forum. That thread would include a reference to the original blog post, but allow responses to be made just as in an ordinary forum post thread. Equally, any replies to that thread would appear as comments below the blog post. A user could share their thoughts either on the blog or in the forum, and they would appear in both. Another great feature would be to turn an existing forum thread into a post. This would allow me to summarise the thoughts within a thread as a post and then attach that thread as comments to the post that I've just published. This way, community members wouldn't just be responding to posts, but generating new ones. Why does a user need to visit my forum to contribute anyway? Why can't they do so via Twitter or Facebook? New threads and posts should be automatically appear in a Twitter stream or on the Facebook page. However, users shouldn't be forced to go to the site to contribute to those conversations. Replies to my update saying, here's a new thread, here's a new post, should automatically be pulled back into the thread without the user having to visit the site, let alone log in. A setup like this would enable users to participate in a discussion using whatever tools they wished without missing anything. It is an approach that's focused on free-flowing discussion and engagement, not around the technologies that are available. So why haven't I adopted this kind of approach on Boag World? Well, the short answer is the tools don't exist to support it. To achieve a scenario such as the one I've just explained would require a bespoke build, which, to be honest, is beyond my time and budget. My hope is that those who build social tools will recognise the need for closer integration and setup. Although, you know, there are already companies like Vanilla who produce the forum software I use that are looking at better ways to integrate with WordPress, Twitter and Facebook. However, I believe there's still some way to go before social engagement is not limited to individual silos. So this tip hasn't really provided any answers, but it has, I believe, raised some interesting questions that together as a community, we need to think about solving.